Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra Daf Tzaddik Hei. The Gemara is in the middle of the discussion which it started earlier in Daf Tzaddik Daled. The discussion is that it says that if somebody sells chitim, he says sells peiros to his friend, the lekeach has to accept the roiva, l'roiva l'sot, 1/24, is tinaifis is going to be, not chitim is going to be, either other grains or afurius. And Avuna said, if there's more than a reiva, so it's not enough to take out and make it now less than a reiva. You have to take out every single thing. And the Gemara said two times, either dina or knasa. Either that's maker a din, dina, or it's a knas, knasa. Maker a din is a pshat. That really is not meichel anything. Mandiyov, dummy, a perish, a periyov. He really wants perfectly clean perish. The only reason why you can get away with a reiva or less than a reiva is because it's not worth his while. It can't be matriach to go and be menafit. It can't be matriach to clean it out. But if it's more than a reiva, so anyway he has to clean it out. It's more than what he wants. And Mela, once he's cleaning out, he cleans out the whole thing. He's not meichel anything. That's a time of dina. And then you have a time of knasa, because since menastam there's no more than a reiva l'sa. So therefore, if there's more mistam, he's the one that went and mixed it in. So male to make a knas, because he mixed it in, he has to take everything out. Even the part he didn't mix in. So the Gemara now goes further with the discussion. Tashima brings down the price in Bamitziah. I know a pachas mishtus niknenekach. If you have less than a sixth of the price off, if let's say you overcharged or undercharged, evanos, meichanos, lekech, but if the mistake was made less than a sixth, nikna mekach, so then there's mechila. He doesn't have to return the ayinah. Yaisim ishtus, if it's more than a sixth, batal mekach, the whole mekach is batal. Shtus, if it's exactly a sixth, kanu amakzer ayinah. He's kaina, and he returns the ayinah. So the Gemara says, amai, lehender at bachis mishtus. Why do you have to return the whole ayinah? If you're going to say that up to a sixth, yimaychel, so meila, why don't you say that you just have to return in order to make it less than a sixth? Shema minak alechid debar ladura kula mahadir. So you see from here that once you're returning, you have to ruin the whole thing. Is it right? The same thing with the reiva tinaifas asa. A reiva you can have, but if it's more than a reiva, already you have to return the whole thing. So Gemara says hachi hashta hasa mikar shava b'shava amalei. He's really supposed to give him the real price. Miapachas mishus lo yadiyah b'mana. Less than a shtus is not so noticeable. A machalinish, the people are meichel less than a shtus. But shtus already, you have a lay machalinish once it's noticeable. So he's not meichel anything, because really he wants the regular price. So that's why if it's already a shtus, he can't just give him back that it should be less than a shtus. Really he wants the real price. Just if it's less than a shtus, so male is lay yadi, is meichel. But if it's more than a shtus, already he's not meichel at all. And yaisim ishtus mekach tais hu batal mekach. If it's more than a shtus, it's a mekach tais and the mekach is batal. Ad kan the Gemara. So interesting is the machlokes rishonim whether the Gemara is havamin was bringing a raya to the din of dina, or the Gemara was bringing a raya to the din of knasa, or the Gemara is bringing a raya to the din of both. The Rimagar says the Gemara is bringing a raya to the din of knasa. The Gemara thought that the reason why you have to return the holy knot is since you ma'anim more than you are allowed to be ma'anim, so mele we cancel the holy knot. So that's the raya to the din of knasa. And the chayin of art is because the din of din is not so negeya, because there the pshat is I really wouldn't be meichel, it's just a tircha. Here it's not a tircha. What's the tircha? There is a tircha to go and be boyer all the stones out, and I don't want to be matriach. So once I'm being matriach, I'm not meichel anything. Because the whole mechil is based on the fact that it's not worth the tircha. Here there's no tircha b'chlal. If I'm not meichel anything, so I shouldn't be meichel even less than ishtos. So Mestam and Ahavin, it didn't have too much of a pshat here, why I'd have to pay the whole shtus. L'chari, if I'm meichel tak up to a shtus, so good, that much I'm meichel, so I should only have to pay back the less than a shtus. You don't have the same time of dina as here. So that's why the Rimagash said the Gemara was being a raya to the side of Knossa. This is a raya to Knossa, because you don't have the time of dina here. And the Gemara says, no, but you have another time, that the pshat is that he really wants the exact price. Now, if it's less than a six, he's already meichel because it's not so noticeable. Once it's noticeable, already he's makbid on the whole thing. But the kasha was not knasa. The adramas is fakeh. The adramas is knasa is b'chal not shayach b'ayinah. Knasa is when it's deliberate. I know. Who says it's deliberate? Mechateisi did it deliberately. Maybe it was an honest mistake. So Knas is b'chol not shayach yatayin the Adrama. And the Gemara is being a riot to the tzad of Dina. Because the Gemara thought that the yisoyed of here is that the reason why it's meichel, if it's less than the shtus, is because it's too little for him to make a deal out of it. It's too little for him to make a big deal out of it. Similar to the thing that he's meichel a lesson, a raival lakav, because it's too little for him to metriach to be mevar. Here also, it's too little for him to make a big deal out of it. Once it's a shtos, he anyway has to make a big deal out of it, so mainly he goes for the whole thing. But knas is not shayach here b'chalal. And that the Gemara says, it's not the time here. It's not the time because it's too little for him to make a big deal out of it. The time here is, because Batsim, he wants he wants the right price, but it's le'yidiyah b'mana. He considers it the right price. So once the shtus, then he wants to go back to the regular price that he's supposed to get. So the Rimbagash shows that it's a riot to the time of Knossa because Dina doesn't pass here. And the Adama says it's a riot to the time of Dina because Knossa doesn't pass here. And the Ritva says it's just a riot to Rav Huna, which just intended to be a riot to Rav Huna. Bemazin, you could say Dina by now, you could say Knossa by now. It's a riot to Rav Huna, no matter how you want to learn. And that the Gemara says it's not a riot to Rav Huna because you could say it's nothing to do with Dina or Knossa. It's a third shot, like we said. Now, in Chasanda Machlaikis, between the Rashbam and the Yad Ramah and the Ritva. The Rashbam says clearly the Gemara's kasha was both on Magzer Eino and on Bittul Mekach. Rashbam says, V'amai Magzer Kol Eino, Bein B'shtus, Bein B'yesim M'shtus. Nehedna Moise Shal Pachas M'shtus, Tu Pachas M'shtus Machal Inish, V'en Kan Lo Eino Shtus, V'lo Eino S'yesim M'shtus, El Eino Shnei Mashuyin. Mashu Yesim M'shtus, U'mashu Pachas M'shtus. Didich Mechi Lahava. Says the Havmina was that Avadi is Meichel Ashtus, that means up to Ashtus is Meichel. So they know it was just on a Mashu. If it's Ashtus, they know it was on a Mashu. And if it was Yaisim Ashtus, they know it wasn't two Mashuyin. So the Kashu was Sai and Ashtus and Sai Yaisim Ashtus, as they state in the Rishbam. But the Adraman and the Ritva, they both say clearly that no, the Kashu is not on Yaisim Ashtus. Yaisim Ashtus is not a word of Eino. Yaisim Ashtus is a word of Bittul Mekach. It's not a Mekach. When it's so overpriced, it's not a Mekach. It's a Mekach Tais. Mamela, you don't have to, what do you mean, just return the amount to make it Pachas Mishdus? Doesn't make sense, it's not a Mekach Bechlal. The Mekach wasn't Chal, either one could be Chayzer, that's a din by Bittul Mekach. Bechlal is not Chal, Hashem Mekach, there's no Makam to return just the amount to make a lesson Mishdus. The din of Mekach, the din of Bittul Mekach is not a Mekach. The Gemara's Kash was Dafkan Shtus, that the Pshad is about Shtus, he's saying after returning the entire sixth, why? I should just return a mashu, and mail now it's Pachas Mishnah, it's Pachas Mishnah, it's already in Meichel, it's a Raya in Bolonafis, Menafis Kulai. Whether you say Dina, whether you say Knossab, it's a Raya to that you say. But from Yeshu Mishnah, it's not a Raya, because Yeshu Mishnah is a Pshad, it's a Bittul Mekach, it's too far away from the Mekach to be called the Mekach. What's as far as the Machlegis or Rishbam that learns the Gemara's Kashas even on Bittul Mekach, and the Yad Raman, the Ritva, that learned that it's Dafka on Einah, on Shtus, and not on Yosef Mishtus of Bittul Mekach. So Vilach Zagin, Reuven Grzovsky, in his Kedushim B'Metzia Simachav Gimel, he clears the Chakira. He says, that's clear that the din, that you have to return a Shtus, is a din, a Gzeres HaKasav and Hilchus Eino. That's clear. It's not a din Stam, he's not Meichel, so you have to return it, because he won Hemshach. If it's a Mekach, it's a Mekach Gomer. It ain't Mekach Tayis L'Chatzon, Zagte. If it's a Mekach, it's a Mekach Gomer, and the male you don't have to return anything. If it's not a Mekach, it's a Bittul Mekach. If you're saying it's not a Bittul Mekach, so come it's a Mekach, you wouldn't have to return anything. The din to return a Shtus is a din. Agzeris a kos of Hilchus Eino, Avachzeris Eino. Sveishiv is a Gzehu. Reb Chaim, in the Seif on the Rambam, he also says this Yisayid, the Meridik Yisayid, he asks a Kasha like this. He says, every time you mana exactly a Shtus, the din is Kano, Magzer Eino. Right, let's say the Meicha overcharged the Mishtus. So the din is Kana. Well, Magzer Eino, the Meicha has to give back the Eino. Let the Meicha say, I never sold it for the lower price. I sold it for the higher price. Now you're telling me that no, the halacha is that the sale is chal for the lower price. So I made a mistake in the Dovashib and Midu of Mishkul of Minyan. The din is, if you make a mistake in Dovashib and Midu of Mishkul of Minyan, I feel a pach in the Eino Chayzer. So let's say you make up, you're buying something, you think it's 100 walnuts, and it ends up it's 99 walnuts, it's only one out of 99, it doesn't matter. It's not a mistake in price, it's a mistake in me, the Mishkel Minyan, I didn't get my 100 walnuts, no Mekach. So here also, I didn't get the full price that we made up. Rina made up a price of $100. It was, I know, more than a shtus. Really, it was cost $75. So you're telling me that I have to pay him back $25. Fine. So now the price is $75. I never agreed to $75. I only sold it for $100. So let the discrepancy in price for the meicher be a tais but me the mishkel me, and it could be chayzer. Zogt Reb Chaim, it doesn't work that way. You made up a price of $100. The price is taka $100. You got $100. Your taka got exactly the $100. There was no tais. Why are you paying back $25? Not because the price is $75. The price was $100, like you made up. You're paying back $25 as a din, a gzeirus akasav, a din tayra, the heshev is a gzeil. You have to pay back $25. So there's no tayus in the mekach. The mekach was taken for $100. Now you're mechuyev to pay back the noah $25. That's like Reb Chaim, and this is where Reb Grzovsky is saying also, habshita, that the din of chazar seinah is not a bitl in the mekach b'chlal. It's not a tayus in the mekach b'chlal. It's not the pshat that the price of $100 was a tayus. It wasn't. That was the price. Now it's gzeila. It's an iser. It's a noah. So merely you have to give back the $25. Zogt Reb Ruven, habachach hakir, what's the din bitl mekach? Is bitl mekach have nothing to do with dinei noah? Bitl mekach is tamadin. You make up a mekach, and the mekach is officially supposed to be for the right price. If it's so off in the right price, nishtos is a mekach. It's a mekach tais. You can learn the pshat is, it's an umdana that for this price the lekech wouldn't want. In other words, by shtus, there's no such umdana. Maybe you would want it for this higher price. It's an umdana that he's makbit. If he can get his money back, he can get his money back. But if he can't get his money back, maybe he'd want it for the higher price. Yaisim shtus, you have an umdana, he wouldn't want it for such a high price. That could be one pshat mekach tais. You could say pshat mekach tais is nishtos is a mekach. It's not a mekach, it's not a sale. When you give a ridiculous price, unless you read ice that this mekach is not for the regular price, but if you're doing a mekach, a regular mechir, which implies for the correct price, this is too far off from the correct price. It doesn't have a shem mekach b'chalal. Amal kapanim, it's not a din mitzad dine anah. It's a naya din mitzad dine mekach tais. He brings a plain shua that says that. That the din of chazar sanah is as v'heshev v'sikseil, the din of mekach tais is be'etzim. He's mefampel about it. He says the Ramban al Atayr is mashma that the din of bitul mekach of yesim yishtus is a din mitzad dine enoh. And dine enoh state that shtus is kona magzer enoh and yesim yishtus is bitul mekach. He brings the Rashi there in Bar Metzia Dafn and Zayin, which is mashma that the shayla of the Gemara there is tully in the shayla. Al kapanim, he has a shayla, achakir. Zogich, I think this is the machlokes of Rashbam and the Adraman with the Ritva. The Yanir Man the Dvar held that the Bittul Mekach is Stamadim Bittul Mekach, nothing to do with Aino. Yaisim Ishtus is too far away from a Mekach to make it a Mekach Bechlal. So Mamel Veitain, it is no Mokum to say, return the money and make it Pachas Mishtus. Sinishke Mekach! It's not a Mekach! There's nothing to return. Anyone who wants could be Chayzer, it's gone. There's no Mekach here. There's nothing doing. Mashengin the Rishbam holds like a Ruvain's other tzad, like he brings from the Ramban al Atayrib. That bitul mekach is also a din midine anah. That's the din of anah, that a shtus is kano magzer anah, and the yesim shtus is bitul mekach. So mele vilch zogen azay. The hadman of the Gemara held that be'etzim, the sheer shtus is totally in mechila. Because mitzad the etzim din of chazoris anah, if there's no mechila, you'd have to be chayzer anah even less than a shtus. The reason why you have up to a shtus is because of mechila. So without Rav Huna's din of Mbala Nafis, Menafis is Kulon, since up to a shtus is the pshat is Mechila, so even when you have a shtus, I know it could only be in that mashu between a pachas mishtus and a shtus. It's only Rav Huna that makes the whole Eino to be a shtus. And the same thing Bittul Mekach. Bittul Mekach is also a din midine Eino, but for Bittul Mekach you have to be ma'anim more than a shtus. Without Rav Huna, Zakhtar Shbamin, you weren't ma'anim more than a shtus. You ma'anim two mashus, like he says. So Mele wouldn't be shayach bitul mekach b'chlal. Because since he was meichel da'inah up to a shtus, so da'inah starts from ma'at pachas mishtus. So Mele, if all you did was ma'at yaisim mishtus, so Mele you were never ma'anim a yaisim mishtus. Because the yaisim mishtus has to start from where you stop being meichel. So Mele wouldn't be shayach bitul mekach. But that's the machlokes. The Ritva And the other ma hold that bitul mekach has nothing to do with dine anah. Vices with this shear, It's a bitul mekach betzim. Male doesn't pass the payback part of it. But Shang and the Rishbam is saying, no, bitul mekach is also a din midine anah. So if mechila takes away the anah, and the anah starts from the shtus, so male, if it's mat yesim shtus avait, it's only two mashes of anah avait, that it wouldn't be a din of bitul mekach. As I menach. One when a kudin anah, there's a machlekes yishainim, a shayl and yishainim that they discuss. This din that Repachas Mishtos is kana or maxer, that it's kana and you're not maxer right now, what's a din lechatchila? Are you allowed to overcharge less than a shtus? The Rashi Bav Metzi in the fourth parak Simen Chav, he starts off saying that you're not allowed to. It's mashmi, you're not allowed to, because the Torah says al tainu, you're not allowed to do right now. The din of shtus is a pshat, it's a mechila because it's derech mekach umemkar. Because they can't, because people can't be exact. They can't expect someone to be exact. So mail them Michael. But let's say he taka could be exact. He knows what the exact price is, and he bedafka pushes it up a little bit in order to make more money, or the lekeach pushes it down a little bit in order to save more money. That's a no. That's an isser a no. Even though you can charge for it. As I claim the Rosh Zaken, but then the Rosh says no, maybe not. Maybe since derech megach umemke bekach, he says, because sometimes when a guy buys a chevitz, he buys it for a little bit higher price because he happens to like the chevitz and he doesn't want to be matriach looking around for bargains and he really wants the chevitz and he wants it now, so he'll charge a little, pay a little extra. He doesn't mind. Or sometimes when we're talking about a nas lekech, a meicha sells for a little bit less. If he really doesn't want the chevitz anymore, he wants to get rid of it, or he needs the money. He wants to make a quick sale. So he say, lowers the price a little bit. So derech mekach umemka, that can't be called einah. And he says, v'tzarechin, he's not sure. He blimes with the suffix, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins the siman reishchav zayin, sivav, yesh l'stapik amut leis v'er bachz mishtus, a suffix. Rabbi Kvega there brings at the Baal Amor at the end of Bavakamah's mavur, that you're allowed to be a ma'aneh less in ishtus. The Imre Baruch Haifanot brings that the Ramban al Atayr is mashma, that you're not allowed to imana someone less than ishtus, and the Rosh blames the Suffolk. Now the Taz over there in Simon Reshchav Zayin, and also Machne Ephraim and Simon Yud Gimel, Hilchos Einam, they ask from Agamara. Agamara says, Shava b'shava. The Lekech wants the price exact. Not more than ishtus is lo yediyah b'mekach, so b'meil is meichel. But the etzim he wants exact. So mele avadal ayvus, if the etzim, the price is the exact price, it's not just that the price the etzim is variable to go more than a sixth or less than a sixth, up to more than a sixth, up to less than a sixth. It's only because it's layediyah b'mekach his meichel. So in demzel shtein, that there should be an isser. The Rosh also was saying that there should be an isser of leisainu. He just says that maybe that's the price. But the Gemara is mavur, it's not the price. Mikar shav v'shav amalei, but parchas shus leidi b'manu machilinish. He's meichel because leidi b'manu, but bets in the price of shav v'shav. Mele asa kash l'chayim afurish yigamam b'basra. Not like the Rosh Safik, like one of the tzaddim in the Rosh Safik that we should say it's asa t'imana less than a shtus. I saw in the chedush Rebbein Nevei Simcha of Metzia dafnan aleph ayis dalid. He says he thinks the Rosh seems very good with that gemara. He doesn't need the kash. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara's kasha was, once you meichel up to a shtus, so it's meichel them. So if he's ma'ana more, why does he have to pay the whole thing? Why doesn't he have to pay to make it less than a shtus? What's the Gemara's teretz on that kasha? If I'm reading him correctly, the emes in there's such a thing called an exact price of the chayfetz, and that's stated in the Gemara. There's such a thing called an exact price. So why taka? What's this svar of layediyah b'mana? What does it mean? What does it mean layediyah b'mana? Normally, if someone cheats you a shavu pruta, you're makbid on every shavu pruta. Someone steals you a shavu pruta, you're makbid. What's the pshat that you don't mind if he cheats you a parchas mishtus? What's this layediyah b'mana business? The Machne Ephraim brings the raya that you're makbid. He says if you send a shliach and the shliach makes a mistake, even parchas mishtus, you could be makbid in Mecca because the kunish shigaitach v'oil avsi. I didn't send you to mess up. And to make me lose even less than a shtus, right? Since he is makbid. So what's stated in the Gemara? Zakhtar ben Meir Simcha, I mean, so state the Rosh Svar. It says like this. When somebody goes and charges and agrees to a price which is overpriced but it's less than a shtus, or when the Meir agrees to a price it's underpriced but it's less than a shtus, So the time of Mechila is, we're going to now assume that for you, that's the price. You agreed to this price. So for you, that is the correct price of the Chafetz. I understand that there is an etzem correct, there's an objective correct price of the Chafetz. But there's also a subjective correct price of the Chafetz. People aren't so exact. That's the point of the rush. A Mala person doesn't mind spending a little bit more if he really likes the Chafetz and doesn't want to go shopping for a bargain. Or Amal the Meicha doesn't mind giving it away for less if he really doesn't like the Chafetz and he's desperate for money. So whenever it's within a shtus, we could say there's a subjective price, and for him that's the price. Once it's a shtus, nobody goes that high. Nobody goes that low. Nobody goes that off the objective price. Aibazai, he wasn't conveyed for himself a subjective price. Aibazai is Aino. Aino works with the objective price. Aino works with the bad tzedakah price. So it's not the pshat stam, I don't care if you ma'anim me up to a shtus. That's good for what the Gemara is saying. If I didn't care you ma'anim me up to a shtus, it would be a right or a funa. Because why would I care when it's more than a shtus? I make it less than a shtus. Taisa says, I care. I don't want to have Aino a b'chlal. But whenever it's less than a shtus, we say it's not the pshat it went over the price a little bit. The pshat is, this is the price, because that's the price you wanted, and people could fluctuate prices if they want. But once it's a shtus, then we don't say fluctuated the price. No one makes the price that high. So Mela, we say it's an overpriced. How much is it overpriced? That you go by the objective price. There is no other price to go by. And Mela is not Michael anything. So that's good for the shail of the rush. Me'achara, we see that Lagabe paying, we're assuming that the price, when the discrepancy is less than a shtus, that's good for the subjective price of the chayfet. So maybe the chachili allowed to do that. That's what the Gemara means, le'yidiyah b'mana. Does vet the price. For you, that's the price. So maybe the Rosh has a good suffix. Are you allowed l'chachila do it or no? L'chachila, you're mechuyev. If you know the objective price, you're mechuyev to sell it by the objective price and not make up a subjective price for the chayfet. That's takada Ramei Simchas Teres to the Tazim Achnefayim's Kasha and the Rosh of Agamara. And now let's see the next sugya. The Mishnah had said, if someone sells a ma'atif shel yayin, a wine cellar full of wine, mekabel of esek kaisus eslemeya, 10 of the, out of every 100, you can have 10 barrels that aren't such good wine. The Gemara goes into this with a whole shakle v'taya, with different chalukei dinim. The Gemara, and tzavtzad, the kemah base, comes out l'maskona, that if he says a ma'atif shel yayin without saying zeh, and he says l'mikvah, that needs it for cooking, he needs it to use it slowly, then you have to give him yayin shekuli yofi, you can't give him 10 bad barrels of wine, you have to give him the wine that's completely good. If he said ma'ativ zeh shel yayin, he didn't say ma'ativ shel yayin stam, he said ma'ativ zeh shel yayin, which there you'd allow him to have more problematic barrels, and he said l'mikvah, then you could give him yayin shekuli yofi, u'makabal of esekai sel tzumei, then would have the din of the Mishnah. When he said ma'atev zeh shel yayin, and he said l'mikvah, so mainly you need good wine, but since he said zeh, he didn't just say ma'atev shel yayin stam, it's understood there's probably some bad barrels of wine here, so he takes 10 bad wine for every 100. If he said ma'atev zeh shel yayin and didn't say l'mikvah, then you can give him yayin and imka b'chanos, all of the wine could be yayin and imka b'chanos, not the high quality wine. In Bayalu, in the Gemara, had one shayla, ma'atev shel yayin v'loy amay l'mikvah. What if he says ma'atev shel yayin, not ma'atev zeh? But he also didn't say l'mikvah. Do you have to give him the ayin shekula yafa? Or could you be mekabel esek kaisus l'meyah? Pligi baravacha varavina, chanam ha-mekabel, v'chanam ha-loy mekabel, and the Gemara has all shak of the tariyah. So the Rishonim bring the klal, says in a few places in the Gemara, kol makan the pligi baravacha varavina, rav acha l'chumra varavina l'kula, v'hilchasak varavina l'kula. When you have a machloikish rav acha and ravina, rav acha is always l'chumra, ravina is always l'kula, that's what Gemara knew. And also the Gemara knew that we always passing like Ravina Lakula. So the Shain and Lamaisa paskin, like Ravina Lakula. And what's called a Kula? A Kula means that you're not Maitzi from a Mugzik. That's what it means, the Kula. The Meicher is the Mugzik. Lakach wants to get from him a Martif without the Esther Kaisis, without the 10 bad barrels of wine. And you go Lakula and you say no. The Lakach doesn't have a Taina that he should have to give him. The ma'atev that he has to replace, the bad barrels of wine, he could give it to him with the Esek Kaisis Lameya, we go Lakula. And this is the Psak, Halacha Lameisa, the Rambam, the Riv, the Rosh, Uli Rishayim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Lameisa, by ma'atev Shal Yayin, like the way the Mishnah's Pashas Mashma, When you didn't say lemikvah, the din is you have the same din of esa kaiser shalmeya. If you say lemikvah, you have to give my yayin shakul yotha. If you say ma'itiv zesh al yayin and you say lemikvah, it's also esa kaiser shalmeya. And if you say ma'itiv zesh al yayin without lemikvah, you give him yayin shenimka b'chanus. Now, there's a machlaikis yishenim, which is a yisaitis tika machlaikis. It's negay the sugi before also. We mentioned what's called lekula. Lekula means lekula for the nitva. You say the one who's the muhzik, and you're claiming money from him. You're being today from him the money. He's the muhzik, so lechumra means he has to pay. Lekula means he's potter. So the shaila is, what if the lekeach didn't pay yet? So now the shaila is vakant. The lekeach is the muhzik. The lekeach is the muhzik. So mele go lekula. And say the lekeach doesn't have to pay unless he gets the full quality wine without the esekaisus lemeah. If it's a suffik, so if okay, you're being machmer on him, you're saying that he has to pay the money, he has to shell out the money, even though he's not getting the full quality, and it's a suffik. So go lekula and say he doesn't have to pay the money unless he gets the full quality. So the emphasis is they bring down that shlomo holds that way lemaisa. That shlomo, what did he shain him? Holds that this is the halacha. If the lekeach paid already, so he can't claim any the good wine from the meicher. The meicher could say, "I paskin like Ravina, lekula, and memela. I'm going to give you esa kaisus as the meicher. You have to take it." Rashi, if he didn't pay yet, so forget. So you're being machmer in him. So there, he doesn't have to pay unless he gets the full good wine. That's what the Hashlama holds. But all the Rishayim don't hold that way. The Rishayim don't make the skulik. So the Adamas is a parsha de cheshbon that it's not a suffik here. When there's a machlekes of acher navina, and we say of acher lechumra v'ravina lekula v'hilchasik ravina lekula, it's not because we have a suffik. Even by their isis, the din is when there's a machlekes of acher navina, we say of acher lechumra v'ravina lekula v'hilchasik lekula. Chazal knew such a thing. Just like Chazal knew that any time it says pligi b'ravacher v'ravina, ravacher lechumra navina is lekula. Chazal happened to know. They went through all the different machlekes in ravacher navina. It says pligi b'ravacher v'ravina. And they knew that always of Acher and those Mechalikas and was Lechum, Ravina Lekula. It's got the three exceptions, which the Gemara speaks at him, Sachem. But the Pshat is, that's what they knew. So who would then Hilchas to Ravina Lekula is not because it's a Suffolk. It's a Psak. So you just have to figure out, in a case where they're arguing about Mammon, who's the Machmer and who's the Mekel? Mechayr, it's a Chumra for this one, it's a Kula for this one, it's a Chumra for... Whatever's a Chumra for one is a Kula for the other, Vechuli. So Teretz is, let's look at the case they're arguing. In the case they're arguing, who's the machzik and who's the meitzi? In the case they're arguing when a standal lekeach gave the money. That's the case that they're arguing. So me'lefaket, the meicher is the lekeach is a teveya, the meicher is a nitva. So in that case, saying that the meicher is chayiv is called chumra, saying that the meicher is pater is called kula. So now we know that Rav Acha is the one that holds that the meicher is chayiv. In other words, he's not makabel. The Esa Kaisus Lameya. Ravina is the one that happens to hold you on Makabal Esa Kaisus Lameya. That we know of Ravacha Lechum Ravina Lekula. And we pass in a Gansan like Ravina, not the Torah Suffolk. So Mela, who would then, if the Lekach didn't give the money with Fakert, Ravina comes out Lechum, he's being Machayev Lekach, it doesn't matter. Ravina holds the way Vatsim. Ravacha holds the way Vatsim. In the case they're arguing, we figure out which is the Chum, which is the Kula, to figure out who's the one that holds the Chum, who's the one that holds the Kula, and who we pass in like. Rav Acha holds the Chum, Ravina holds the Kula, you're passing like Ravina. But once you're passing Ravina, you're passing Ravina all the time. That's what the Ramah says. Pashit. But Kum Deis the Ramah is maskim to the Ashlama that if it would be a Suffolk, it would be Tali. If the Lekeach didn't give the money yet, so then the Lekeach would win on the Suffolk. If the Lekeach gave the money already, then the Meicher would win on the Suffolk. Just granted, the Yad Ramah says it's not a Suffolk. Now the Ritva is Mefurish not that way. The Ritva brings down this din, Kalecha de Pligir of Achav Ravina Locha Gedivri Amekel, and he says, V'hacha lekula de Meicher as Lina, this like Hazaka de Memeina. Here it's a kula for the Meicher, Ki al Lekeach levarim ashamachaloi, because the Lekeach has to prove what he sold it. And then he says, Hilcha filu be meitav shalyayin stam, even if you say meitav shalyayin without saying lemikva, makabal es a kaisis lemea, v'afilu loinosin adayin amoyisim osim mishicha metziyim imenu. The Lashon is mashma that the din, that the lekeach has to mevare mashanoisloi, is even if he didn't give the money yet. That's gufa the din, that's the chazaka The meicher is called the Islei Chazaka, the Memayna, even if he didn't give the money yet. Azel L'chay state Mefurish in the Ridva. And the emes is, as I state in the Rosh earlier, you had the Machlaikis earlier, the Machlaikis about, in Bala Nafis, Mnafik Kulon, is a Dino Knasa, like we spoke. And we mentioned in the earlier shir, the Rashbam says that what's an Afkimin if it's Dino Knasa? Let's say we know for sure he wasn't Ma'ariv anything B'yadayim, and is more than a Reva of Tinaifis. So the Rashbam says, L'mandia Medina is still a perish a period, and Memele, it's only because he doesn't want to be Matriach. So once it's more than a Reva, even if you know for sure he wasn't Ma'ariv, but that's the din, he's not Meichel anything. Once he anyway has to Matriach Timavar, because it's more than a Reva. But Lefilim and Yom Meknasa, if we know for sure he wasn't Ma'ariv, so there's no reason to cancel. So Mele is Makabal as much as there is. There's Shtei Nerjbam, and the Rosh also holds the way. And the Rosh says, Mele, since there's no Achra on the Shaila of Dino Knasa, so we paskin, hey, you go Lekula, it's a Sveik of the Dina, and Mele, if we know for sure he wasn't Ma'ariv, you're Makabal even more than a Reva. Now the Rosh is not Mechalik if he gave the money or didn't give the money. And the Turoso is not Mechalik if he gave the money or didn't give the money. Why do you say like this? It depends. If the Lekech already gave the money, then the Rosh is good. The Meicher is the Muchzik, he has the money. The question is, does he have to replace the Yosemi Reva Furius with Chitim? Because we know he wasn't Ma'ariv. If you hold Knasa, he doesn't have to. It's a Suffolk, so Mela, Misveki, he doesn't have to. But if the Lekech didn't pay yet, so if okay, the Lekech's the Muzik. So then he can't charge the Lekech money until he replaces the wheat, because the Lekech's the Muzik. Vayis says that the Rosh holds like the Ritva Svara. That the Meich is always considered the Muzik, even if the Lekech didn't pay yet, it's al Lekech Levar, the Meich is considered the one with the Cheskes Mammon. So the Prisha and the Turis Medaik that way, it's in Simon Reshchav Tess, at the end of Ayis Aleph. He says, since you have a Shaila of Dina and Knossa, so when you know for sure he was a Ma'ariv, so mainly you say a Meitzkel Varayim. And he says, Avim Adayim Lenossin Lekech HaMois. Even if the Lekech didn't give the money yet, you still say Meitzkel Varayim. Mekomok Miyad Shemeshach HaTfu L'Shu Sarei Rishaloi. Since he made a kingdom and Tfu, it's his Tfu, V'Amayis Chayvalov, and the Mayis is a Chayv, V'Amaycher Nikri Nitva. And the Mayich is called a Nitva, because you owe the money anyway. The Shaila is, did the Meicher keep his part of the bargain? He's considered the Muzik. So we have this Mechleikis Rishaynim. The Ashlama and the Ramah also holds Akapanim. If there's a Suffolk, how much the Meicher has to give for the Mechir, if the Meicher kept his deal in the Mechir, so it depends. If the Lekech already gave the money, the Meicher is considered the Muzik. If the Lekech didn't give the money yet, so the Lekech is the Muzik. Mashayin came the Ridva and the Rosh hold. Avada, when is a Suffolk if there was a Mekach altogether? Like a Meicher Shalach Ve'evanim Senachin and all these cases. So then, if he didn't give the money, he could tain there was no Mekach, and he's the Mokzik. If he gave the money already, so the Meicher could tain there was a Mekach, the Meicher is the Mokzik. But if we know there was a Mecher, and the Shail is how much the Mecher included, halt the Ridva and the Rosh, even if the Lekech didn't give the money, the Meicher is considered the Mokzik. He owes the money anyway. He has to be mevar what the Meich has to give. Shail is, why can't the Kalkopanim be considered a tafus? Lamaisa, he has the money, he's holding the money. How could you be mighty the money from him if we don't know that you kept your deal with the Mekach? I'm not 100% sure, but we said a svar in the fourth parak from the Ar Sameach that by Mechir there's a din of Yad Bal Ashtar al Tachtaina. Whenever there's a suffix, how much the Mecher includes, the Mecha then becomes Bataris Vadai that it doesn't include it. The Mecha's din Mukzik Shafsa din Vadai on the Mecha that's not included in the Mecha. Maybe that's the Svara. Basic Nish. Al-Kapanim, it's interesting. Machlaikis Vishainim. When you have a Mecha which is in the sky of Al-Kapanim, it's a question how much the Mecha is Mechai of the Mecha. So the Lekech paid the money, Avad, the Mecha is the Mukzik. The Lekech didn't pay the money yet. The Ad Raman, the Shlomo hold that I was able to cast the Mukzik, but the Ritva and the Rosh hold no. The Meich is considered the Mukzik in any case. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Amrav Yudi Yain and Nimka Bechanus, Mavarchan Alav Bari Priyagafen. Even a low quality wine It's starting to spoil. It's sold in the chanus, meaning it's from the inferior wines that are sold in the chanus. You still make a bracha berry per goffin. Rav Chista, again, mechamer the akram lomeli. What type of wine is this if it's already starting to spoil? And the Gemara says, Meisvei al pasha ibsha val yayin shehikri vatavshin she'ofzus tzirasei amashakali yibdvar. If you have moldy bread or wine that's spoiling, or a tavshel which got spoiled, you say she'akal ni yibdvar. Because you don't make the regular bracha, you don't make the bracha of amaitzi on the bread, or hagafen on the wine, or on the tafshil, if it's mezainis, you don't make the bracha mezainis, or if it's adama, you don't make the bracha adama. You make shakal, because on spoiled food, you make a shakal. Amrav Zvid, maida ravyuda bepurtsima de mizdaben akarnasa. Ravyuda is maida by purtsima, a very inferior wine which is sold in the karnasa. So la'alacha, the case where la'alacha we pass in like a vuna, not like a chista. And it's mavur that way in the next sugya. We'll see in the next blat. And it's mavur in the next sugya, like we'll see, that the case of yayin and imka b'chanus means it smells like vinegar, but it still tastes like wine. The taste is still the same wine taste. The spoilage is most noticeable in the smell, and it smells like vinegar. There we have a machloikas Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, we pass by Rav Huna, and that's a psak shulchan aruch and siman reish dalid, that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, you make a bracha bari piragofen. What's the case of yayin shehikrim of the Mishnah, which was saying it's a pertzma? What's that case? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, another halacha, that if the taste is a type of a spoiled taste where people won't drink it because of the spoilage, even though it's not actual vinegar, and l'mashal agabe yayin nesach could be the would-be nisa yayin nesach, because it's not actual vinegar, it still has a shame yayin, it's still called wine, but since the taste is a type of a taste that people won't drink it because of its sourness, so that's the case where everyone's masking that you say shahakol. The Bi'agra, Ifanart, he says that is the makar to the din. The Shulchan Aruch says it's din. Kol shem adam nimnom lishtos machmas chamitzusay. You make a shahakol. The Bi'agra says the makar is purtzima. That is the case of purtzima. That it could be, it still has a din wine. Al kaponim, it's not really vinegar. But the pshat is people still won't drink it because there is a sourness in its taste, and b'meila you make a bracha shakal. Now there's an interesting bi'alacha right there in Siman Reish Dal. The shail is, what's the bracha achreina do you make on this? What bracha achreina do you make on pas she'ibsha, or yayin shehikrim, or tavshel she'aver tzirasei? Mari says a bracha v'shayin you make a shakal. So zok the bi'alacha, the Rambam state, and you'd expect this to be that way. The Rambam says the bracha achrein is bar nefashas ramas. Just like the bracha vishayni, you don't say amaitzi or agefen or mezaynes. So too, the bracha achrein, you don't say berachas hamazin or al agefen or al amichya, you say bar nefashas ramas. Now, fact to be halacha, I can understand that by the yayin and the tavshil, that you make a bar nefashas, because just like Chazal saw, that these things aren't chashiv. Spoiled food isn't chashiv. Again, it's not spoiled enough that it's inedible. If it's edible, you don't make any bracha. It's edible, but it's spoiled. People would often not eat it. They only eat it because they're desperate or whatever the reason is, but it's something that people would throw out. So it lacks chashivas. It lacks chashivas. So Chazal said to say the regular bracha of shahakal, normally, things that have chashivas, Chazal wanted to give it a specific bracha, like wine, or like bread, or like mezainis, or even fruits. But these things don't have the chashivas because they're spoiled food. You make a bracha shakal, and who adin a bracha achreina? The separate bracha achreina is the bracha main shalosh, is based on the chashivas of the food. So, male, this doesn't have the chashivas, you'll make a bracha nefashas rabbis. But by bread, fekti be'alacha, berichas hamazon is deraisa. Berachas hamazon is deraisa, and it is an eichel. It has a shame eichel. Like call it kula, it has a shame eichel. It's matami tumas eichelin. If you eat it on Yom Kippur, you chayiv karis. It has a shame eichel. It's edible. So what's the pshat that you won't have to make a berachas hamazon deraisa? That's a deichik to say that the din berachas hamazon deraisa is talin chashivas. The din brachas miyuchadus derabanan, that's talin chashivas. Without chashivas, so Chazal would just say regular bracha of shahakol, and bari nefashis. But the din berachas hamazon deraisa, that should be totally an achila. I've nois is an achila, so the chayyeh should have to make a bracha of berachas hamazon deraisa. And the Rambam states on all these things, you make a bracha achreina, bracha nefashas rabbis, and is including in the list pas shevishas mafurish in the Rambam. What's the pshat? So zok the Mishnah Berurah, ula yesh leimar, that the pshat is that you didn't eat a ksheir kadei sviya. So the din deraisa berks mazon you anyway don't have. You only have the din derabanan, the regular brachas of derabanan, that's what you have when you don't need a kadei sviya. With derabanan, you have to say berks mazon. Derabanan were mechaya berks mazon and pas shevishah. Mashenkin, when you ate a kadei sviya, and there is a chiyah berksamazin deraisa, avandi, you'd have to say berksamazin deraisa, zakta b'elacha ula yesh loim azay, and he fears zay, svetzarechi in lamaisa. Because he's maskim, l'chari tzadeichik in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you make a bar nefashis, on pasha ipsha. The Rambam's not machalik between if you ate a kadei sviya or not. But that's how the b'elacha comes out. Now, two grace gedalim afterwards, with machavel adover echad, the brisker of, it's in the notes on Menachas, and the Kseiser Shulchan, Reb Chaim Noah, in his safe Kseiser Shulchan, Simenun, and they want to taina that other, since you see from the Rambam that you don't make berach samazin, you make it very nefashis, in them shade, it's not stam that it doesn't have cheshivas, it doesn't have a shem lechem. Avadin has a shem oichel. It has a shem oichel, it's metami to mesoichel, mefidin and kippa yechayim. If you know them and I'm eichel, you can't eat it. Avada has a shame eichel, but it's not lechem. The Torah is lechem, if it's ibsha, loses its shame lechem. So that's the din, the raisa also, for berach samazin, you need lechem. Even if you could eat svi, if you didn't eat lechem, you don't bench. Said, Eretz Hashem, miskein is teichel balechem. And then it says, v'chaltas v'adav erachta, so you need lechem. It doesn't have a Torah is lechem, that's why you put it for berach samazin, even if you could eat svi. That means the Rishbam is mashma that way. The Rishbam, the Bemaskal Oy Meshagal Nimidvari, he says, Lamut Yasa, the Loy Yavarech Al Apas Birchas Hamaitzi, the Halav Lechemu. The Rishbam says, Klo, it's not Lechem. And then it would Shtim Gavaldik the Rambam, why you don't say Birchas Hamazon, because it's not Lechem. And the Birchas of Ram, he mentions this Svar also, he's Mechavim to it himself, and he says he has a Shtuk Araya to the Svar, because you could claim really the same shaila by Yayin Shikrim. By Yayin Shikrim, is it the pshat that's done because it's not choshev, so mela, you don't make a birchas berach pigafin? Or is it a chsarn in the shame Yayin? It's not really Yayin. Yitainism, we'll see this in the next blunt. The next blunt, shtel su, the machloikas Rav Huna and Rav Chista, to Truma. Could you be tayrim from this Yayin and Nimgul Chanus, another Yayin? If you're going to say stam, there's no chsarn in the shame Yayin. It's just as missing hashivas for the bracha. So mecha teisa shtel tzut the chuma. Of course, the Gemara shtel tzut the chuma. It's right. It's a chsarn in the shem yayin. It's afanu noimar that by the pass it's a chsarn in the shem lechem. Now, achayin is an afkimin al alocha. Because the shayla is, what's it din if b'di'evid? He said hamaytzi lechem in the aretz on the pass shibsha, and then you see that it's ibsha. You make a bracha on bread. You make hamaytzi lechem in the aretz. You eat the bread. And after you eat the bread, you see, oh, no, it's moldy, the bread. So what's the halacha? Are you yaitzu with the mitz lechem and aretz? Or now you have to make a new bracha of shakel if you want to continue eating the bread. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah brings down Meshem Rav Ozna that b'di'evit yaitzu with the mitz lechem and aretz, because it's lechem. And that's going with the bi'alacha, that b'etzim it is lechem. That's why the bi'alacha is clearing, why, well, how could you be part of a berach samazin, and it's being mitzad that it's when yidik tei svi takachayv a berach samazin, because it is lechem. Now, of us, there were mesakin and bracha of a meitz lechem and aretz and azal lechem. But if you did be the evid make a bracha meitz lechem and aretz, you can't say it was a sheker. You can't say it wasn't the proper bracha. But meitzah, but the evid, you could be eitz with a meitz lechem and aretz on it. Now, shegin the kseis shulchan l'shitas it. He says it's not lechem. He taka paskins alachel meitzah. Even be the evid, if you make a bracha meitz lechem and aretz, you're not eitz. It's not lechem. You made a bracha hamaytzi lechem and aretz on Sunday, which is not lechem. Sunday, which is not lechem. Hamaytzi lechem and aretz is not a bracha b'chlal. Now, legabe the din by yayin shehikrim and tavshel shavit sirosei, there the kseis shulchan is not so sure. There he clears about it, because even if you're going to say that the yayin shehikrim is not yayin, abel hamaytzit is pri agafen. That's the fact. It's pri agafen. It came from a vine. It came from a grapevine. That's the shmuz. Let's say you make a bracha on orange juice, you make a bracha berry pre-eats. Or you have certain times when you have a food which really is supposed to eat it cooked, and you eat it raw. It's not a food which is generally eaten raw. So halacha is that food, you make a bracha shahakal. But you, by mistake, you made a bracha adama. But l'maisit, is the pre-adama. So there's a whole discussion. He claims, could be you are Yetzer, even if it doesn't have a Shein Yayin, but it is Priya Gavin. Even Mizaynis Yolzi Zicha Yetzer, let's say a Tavshel Sha'arvat Tsurasai, a Tavshel that got spoiled, which you make a Bracha Mizaynis, there the Loch is anything which is Zun, you Yetzer with the Bracha Mizaynis. But the Evid Feshtetzach. But you make a Bracha Mizaynis on fruit or whatever it is, the Chayadim says, Yetzer with the Bracha Mizaynis, because Lamais it is Mizaynis, it is Zun. It's not Chazal's Bracha. But I might see lechem in the aretz. Oh, even though it's not lechem, you're not going to be yetzer with the bracha of hamaitzi lechem in aretz. If it's lechem, but they weren't masak in the bracha, you would be yetzer in the eved. If it's not lechem, you wouldn't be yetzer. So that's what also come out in afkamina. If you learn stam, there's no chashivas like the Mishnah Berurah, or if you learn that doesn't have a shame lechem like the Rizki Rav in the Ksaisa Shulchan. Another afkamina with chavtzich, the Deishu Mishnah Berurah brings down there also. And let's say you convey a sudan pasha ibsha. Let's say you want to eat pasha ibsha. You don't have to, you have moldy bread. You want to eat the moldy bread. You want to be convey a suda. So like we said, the Mishnah Berurah declares that maybe you say berch samazin. L'maisa de bracha rishayne shahakol. Aba is there a chiv natilis yadai? Is there a chiv natilis yadai? L'fini Mishnah Berurah, it's shayach to say if there's a chiv natilis yadai. That's where Shlomo Zalman's mesubik. Because if even since l'maisa it's lechem, because it's a shvacha lechem, it's a basha ipsha. But could be that the kind of tilis yadayim was said on lechem they eat for a suda. He's nodding on that without kvi suda, you wouldn't have to make a, you wouldn't need a tilis yadayim. Because it's not going from pasabo b'kisonim. Yeah, pasabo b'kisonim also has a shame lechem, legabi chala. But the Maisa, they're only Masagan and Tilas Yadayim for a Suda. So if you eat Lechem Mamish is called a Suda, even when you're not Kaveh a Suda. But when you eat Pasabo B'Kisonim, which is not Mamish Lecha, it's called, it has a Shem Lechem. But it's not the Derech to eat it for a Suda usually. So if you're not Kaveh a Suda, you're not Mechu even a Tilas Yadayim. But it's claimed when you Kaveh a Suda on Pasha Ipsha, with the find by Pasabo B'Kisonim, you do need the Tilas Yadayim. But the Maisa, you make a Maisa in that case. So Pasha Ipsha, even though you make Shakal Niya Bidvari, but good, but still it's Lechem. It doesn't have the Shivas of Lechem to say a Maitzi because it's Ipsha. But maybe the Gabin Tilas Yadayim, there would be a Chiv in Tilas Yadayim. But that's also that's to be a Locha that the Yisrael Dover is it is Lechem, it's just missing Hashivas. So Mele Chayach declare if there be a Din in Tilas Yadayim. Mashengel Lefidi Biskirov and the Ksaisa Shulchan that it's not Lechem Machlal, Avad, there's no suffix, Avad, there's no way you should make an Tilas Yadayim on it. So Bekitzu, if two Malchim and Pasha Ibsha, why you don't make a bracha maitzi, why you make a shakel? The Bealacha holds because it's missing chashivas, but he holds it is lechem. And the Biskirov and the Ksaisa Shulchan say it's not lechem, and Azel Lechay Shtet Nereshbam. And it comes at three nafkaminis. One is the Bealacha is very bothered, why do you have to make a berch samazin? He declares when you have a kadei svi, you do have to make a berch samazin. And the Rambam, it says, Bari Nefash is not when you didn't need a kadei svi. But the Ksaisa Shulchan, the Biskirov, they hold it's not lechem, and you don't make a berch samazin. The second, but the evid if you made a mitzi, Rav Ozna says, Mikayach the Mishnah Berurah, but the evid if you made a mitzi, yaitzah, because it is lechem, but lefidik seis, shulchan and the biskirav, is not lechem, you would make a mitzi, even though the other ones, by yayin and tafshel, could be the evid, you made a bari priyagafen, a bari minim zainis, you are yaitzah, because it is a bari priyagafen, it is a priyagafen, even though it's not yayin, it is mizainis. But lechem, it's not lechem, you can't make a mitzi lechem and aretz. And the third nafkamin is if you convey a suda, if there's a chiv in the tilas yadayim, Reb Shlomo Zalman claims if there's a chiv in the tilas yadayim, if you convey a suda, but that can only be the dasa mishmur that it is lechem, then mainly you could say by kvi a suda, you'd have to have the tilas yadayim. Now, shaykh lefi de biskirav and the ksais a shulchan, then it's not lechem, avad be no din the tilas yadayim either.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.